Last chapter of the Bible, as good as it gets, Revelation 22, the river of life. Here it is, a story. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see the face, and the name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be the light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. For the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place." The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let everyone who hears say, "Come." And let everyone who is thirsty say, "Come." Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Did I mention we started with the good news today? As mentioned, in between that creation and restoration, there's tragedy, there's heartbreak, there's injustice, there are trials and tribulations. One of the other passages that was part of the lectionary is from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 24. And it just stops. There's some kind of good news that follows, but the good news that followed was unknown till it happened. The other thing I would say about this passage is it contains two forms of one of my favorite words that I've ever read in Scripture. And those two words are "we" and "us," because that's first person. Somebody else is present when these events are taking place, and he's writing about them. Thank you, Luke. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days. But Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews, and they're advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe. The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing, ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison, ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. No good deed shall go unpunished.
It is such a joy to be here with Carla Blanco. Before I go any farther, she's going to welcome her family, her aunt and uncle that are here.
Bienvenidos.
You want to say their names?
Yeah. Bienvenidos, Karen and Jeffrey.
So we all do this. We have family that we cheer for, whether it's our sons and daughters, our daughters and sons, our sisters and brothers, our first cousins, second cousins, third cousins, neighbors. And the most intimate and wonderful thing of my life really has been being a parent. But we're also called to do something else. It's not at the cost of not loving other people. So, do you want to say any of that in Spanish?
No, that's okay.
Marian Wright Edelman, actually, she was the founder of an organization called Children's Defense Fund. And she was in Columbus multiple times, starting what's called Freedom Schools. Freedom Schools were in the South, part of the Civil Rights Movement. But she helped start them in this part of the country in the last decade or so, and I got to meet her. And she wrote a beautiful book, True Measure of Our Success. And there's a letter in that book. It's to my children and to yours. And the essence is that it is about loving our own children. But it's about loving and celebrating someone else's children too. I know your parents are in Venezuela.
Yeah. You're fine.
Carla was the first, the only Latina this year to graduate. You graduated from Marysville, but as you told me, you loved the people of Bell Fountain and Logan County, too.
Yeah.
And she was the only Venezuelan. And I got to know her. I got this call in January that Edelman has this quote that service is our rent for living here on earth. It took this young woman to remind me of this. She asked to do 100 hours of community service in 4 or 5 months' time because she wanted to give back. That's pretty beautiful.
Thank you.
So, anyway, I've had the honor to walk with Carla Blanco as she served. It's been in Logan County. She helped with a youth group. She wanted to serve intergenerationally. So not only was she serving a youth group at First United Methodist, but she also, it was at Green Hills?
Yeah.
Green Hills, so, and has been giving back and giving back. So we welcome you. And I said, any part of this that you want to move back and forth between Spanish and English, you're welcome to do that.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
So, hi, good morning. Miss Wednesday, but I'll say again, my name is Carla. Thanks for listening my presentation because I know when you stay with other people, the people talk other language, sometimes it's difficult to introduce it because sometimes I say, oh my God, this is other language. Maybe the people don't understand me, but I really try every day to say more better in English. So thanks for stay and thanks for listening to my presentation. My presentation is about the first time when I talked with Rachel. My presentation is only about like Venezuela Finns and the Venezuelan situation. But she told me, why do you don't talk about your life? And I say, oh my God, about my life, because I know sometimes it's difficulty when the people say, talk about you, I think it's normal. But this presentation is about my history or something in the United States when I moved to the different school and interacting with the people, and also the situation in Venezuela. So let's do this. So my name is Carla. I was born on September 12,000 in Barinas, Venezuela. Barinas is a little city in Venezuela. It's not a capital or something. It's a little city. It's like a city like Bellefontaine. It's not, in sometimes it's a little familiar because it's not a little different. So where is Venezuela? I think this is your like majority question, because you say, Venezuela, where is Venezuela? So Venezuela is a country located in the South America. It's a like, the official name is Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. Your capital is Caracas. In the last time, Venezuela is, some people know Venezuela because in Venezuela had much petroleum and the people export petroleum to the United States. So, say goodbye because I travel and grow every part of my life in Venezuela. But when I was 16, my life changed, because in this time the situation in Venezuela changed totally. And for my safety and security, my mother and my father say, oh my God, you maybe move to the other country with your auntie and your husband. And in this time I say, oh my God, another country. I don't know English. I don't know anything about the United States. I only see in the movies, like High School Musical or something. I only say like in the movies. I don't know anything. I remember I say like a Christmas movie, and I say the snow, and say, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And now I live in the place who and see the snow. So the new home. I moved to the United States in November 2016, 2 years ago. I remember when I moved to the Orlando, Florida, because in this time my auntie and your husband live here. I remember when I see the walls and say, oh my God, this is so different. I remember my first time in Walmart and say, oh my God, this place is so different. It's so weird. I don't see anything in other place. But I remember sometimes it's so funny because I say, this is similar to the movies, and my auntie say, this is the movies, like in the movies, the same things. What is happening in Venezuela? This is a current question because the people say, what is happening in Venezuela? What is the real reason for you move to the United States? Because now I know in the internet or something, much people know about Venezuela for the terrible situation. So for resume this, in Venezuela, the growing concern in Venezuela followed the economy, repression, and corruption. Venezuela is changed totally these years because the situation is so, so different. I remember when I was lit here, the situation is not too bad right now. So millions of people have been expelled from the country amid inflation, power cuts, and serious shortage of basic items, like medicine or something. Are you imagine lit in the place you need to stay a little time of your day in a lit, in a big lines for take food or something? For take food necessary like a papers or the medicines. This is a couple picture I try to resume in this. The first picture is the most recent picture. This is a person's take food of the trash. I remember when I see this picture and say, oh my God, this is so, so terribly bad. because the people don't have any food. I remember this picture is from the video, and in the video, I remember this guy say, I'm take the food and I'm take for my house because I had kids. I had kids, and the kids say, oh my God, Dad, I had hungry. I think this is so terrible because that's your kids, and when your kids say, I'm hungry and you don't have food. And the second picture is like, it's a family, it's a normal family. And this family don't have anything in your refrigerator, just water. And she had four kids, and she don't have anything. And the other picture is like in supermarket, like a Walmart. If you see, the people don't have anything in the lines. And the last picture is in the hospital. The people not had implements for attending people, and the people use in the floor for try to have medicines. My first school in United States. I remember my first day in the school in the United States in Orlando, the name is Heaven High School. I remember when I lived in Orlando in this time, this school is not like in a good place. And I remember some people say, oh my God, you need to take care because this is not a good place. And I don't know anything in English. I remember I use the translate every day because I don't know anything in English because I live every time of my part in my life in Venezuela. But I think this is a good experience because in this time I say, oh my God, I need to learn English fast because I need to communicate with other people. And I remember the people say, the teacher tell me something, and I only say, yes, yes, because I don't know anything. I only say, hi, I'm new, and I only speak Spanish. But I think this story now is funny because I'm like, oh my God, I'm grown. And because I remember like in my first like quarter in the school, my English teacher told me this honor roll, and I say, this is for me, really? I knew I don't know anything in English. And he say, you are a good grade. And I say, oh my God, I don't know anything in English. This is really for me. So this is our question. What cause have the crisis in Venezuela? Like, the problem like start when Hugo Chavez, this is a president of the president of Venezuela, he is not in the power, he is died. But in this time, the president, he promised a socialist and try to, the socialist for, in my opinion, is the people is equal. It's not you are more of me, the people is equal. But I think he despaired this concept because for him, he had companies, he put people in the jail because the people say, I don't like your government, I don't like your things for the government, the country. And for this reason, the repression is born because he told this, he put people in the jail, or he put people outside of the country. Venezuela has the largest oil reserve in the world with 3,000 billion barrels, according to the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting. Over the years, the price was low to the one option of President Maduro. The President Maduro is now in the power, and the price of petroleum is so low now because he changed the money, he changed too much things, and for this reason, the petroleum he was the principal like product in the country, and now it's different. And inflation and devaluation. Inflation in Venezuela will be raised in 100% in 2019. The price of input rose in the cause of profit or companies to reduce and many to have closed. Some companies in Venezuela, like a big companies, like a Coca-Cola or something, or Pepsi and others, is closed right now because the price of the money is too devaluation. It's not that worse. And for this reason, the company is closed and gone to Venezuela. Minimum salary in Venezuela. The minimum wage in Venezuela is 18,000. It's equivalent as $8. This is for a month. Are you imagine like you only had like 6.10 for you for live for a month? And this is example. The point of bid, it's $3. And are This, you need to put like all this money for only a pound. And maybe you use this pound of beef for 1 week. And like your money is not too much for this.
And according to the United States nation, part of the population is extreme poor. It is an old word to report that more than 25% of the population only feed once a day.
The other day, I talked with a friend from she is in Venezuela, and she told me, my mother and me, I only like Thai food one time in the day, because I don't have money, I don't have food for the other time in the day. This is a video, like, this is a family, like the BBC in the United States released an interview for these people. Let me put. So it's not work, but. The net is, what about the country humanitarian crisis? So the country now passed literally a big humanitarian crisis in the ever place in the world. Because some reason is the migration of Venezuela has reached level never before seen in the history. It is estimated that more than 3 million people have left since in 2004 to the present. 80% of Venezuelan households do not have enough access to food. The shelves of the grocery store are empty. Hospitality are struggling to treat several malnourished children. This is our like common question. Venezuelan people have do something for your crisis. Venezuelan people protest. Venezuelan people raise something, and the answer is yes. Venezuelan people protesting every day. This is a picture. Like the first picture is the big protesting in Caracas. This old person is not with the government, but the people is repression, and the government use your guns. The second picture is a famous picture in Venezuela because this guy is in fire because the wars put in their position. And the other picture is in the protest. The little like banner say, "Don't kill me," because the national war only killed. I remember one history, the last in 2017, when I'm in the United States, but I'm read about this. This guy, the name is Neomar Lander. In this time, I had 70. He died in the protest. He protests with your mother and your family, and he received the wars attacked him, and she died, and he had family. And I remember in this time, he's like, "Oh my God, this boy had my same year. This is so terrible." I remember so like, and feel like your family because I think this is a terrible. Because I say maybe in this opportunity is me or my friends or other people I know.
This is our picture, like in the protest. This is when the government repeat people in the protest.
My second high school in the United States. When I was living in Orlando, I moved to the other part, but in Orlando, for staying in my junior year. In this time, I moved, and I remember in this high school, like, too much people speak Spanish, and I remember saying, "Oh my God, this is so fun, this is so nice, because more people speak Spanish." And I think in these schools, it's so nice, because I know more people, and I like my English so more better. And the most present, we moved to another city. We moved to Marysville 8 months ago because my auntie and your husband had a new job. I remember and say, "Oh my God, where is Marysville? I don't know where is this city. I think I don't listen about Ohio anything in my life." And I say, "Oh my God, I don't want to go because I don't know people. Maybe the people is only speak English." I remember and say this thing in my feet. But when I moved to Marysville, the history is different because I remember my first days in the school and say, "Oh my God, this is literally like a High School Musical because a couple people speak Spanish. That's not similar to Florida." And actually, my first time in the snow is here in Marysville. And I say, "Oh my," I remember this morning when I say the snow and say, "Oh my God, this is like in the movie." And finally, I graduated the last May 18. I remember this morning, I only think, oh my God, literally, I graduated finally, because when I was in Venezuela, in my last year of high school, and when I moved to the United States, the school in Orlando put me in 10th grade, so I need to course 3 more years, the high school. And I remember this morning in my house think, oh my God, literally, I graduated finally, and say, I can't believe it. But yes, that's right. The last 18, I finally graduated. My favorite part of the presentation, the community hours, time to help and shares. This, I remember like when my contact for the community hours, Ms. Wentol, is she. And I remember when I called her and say, oh my God, maybe she told me she don't have like space for me. And it's the other, because every time she say, oh my God, I had community hours for you or something. And every time she is so nice. And really thank you because you help me every day. And the first time is only for fun. The first time she don't know me in the person, and she helped me every time. I remember I released some presentation in the United Methodist Church in Bellefontaine, like about the Venezuelan like situation or something, and the people is so nice, and people say, oh my God, I understand the situation. I don't live in Venezuela ever, but I complete the situation, and I say, oh my God, really, thank you. And I remember the other time in Green Hills, I think you know what is that, this is a senior apartment. I remember I think I learned too much for these people because this is a senior people. And the people told me, oh, you are so young. And the people told me your histories about your life. And I say, oh my God, these people is so great mentors for me. And so this is the current question now. Every people, when I see it, tell me, what are you doing now? Because you are finally your high school. What are you doing now? And sometimes I say, oh my God. But I know it's a normal question when the people graduate. And now I'm going to the Columbus State Community College for study psychology. I'm interested in psychology because in my last semester in high school, in Marysville, and taught this class, and I say this class is so interesting, I really like it, and I feel this is nice for study in the university. Living in the United States of America giving me really like opportunities for better person. I think when I was in Venezuela, when I lived in Venezuela, I so different. Now I understand too much things about the lives, for the situation, and this country gave me some opportunities for know more new people for the United States, for the different countries. It's so nice because now I had friends around the world from the different countries, and this is so great. And really, I'm so grateful for the United States and the people, because every time the people is so nice for me, and when the people don't understand me, the people use the translate, but the people try to communicate for me, and I really appreciate this. And I dream that one day Venezuela will be free. I know like now the situation is so bad, the people don't have anything, and it's so sad, I know. But I dream like Venezuela one day was free, and I think I don't come back to live, but I come for visiting this place because I'm great in my first like year of the life and grow in Venezuela. So thank you so much for listening my exposition. I know it's too large because I try to say more short because it's about Venezuela and me, but really thank you for listening my exposition, for taking your time for listening. So thank you. If you have any questions or something. Yeah. And so now my mother is in Venezuela and my father is live in United States, but in another like state of the United States. But I talked some days with my mother and she told me about the situation or something. And she had basically of the situation is so bad, she had like a couple money for resolve some situations, but she every time told me the situation is bad. But she say, I don't wanna, you stay like preoccupied for me. So every time the situation is bad, she say, oh my God, I'm great. And I know she is not great, but she told me this. I have two brothers, but I don't like compete much because when the brother had 1 and 2 years, I moved to the United States. But I had two brothers, with one girl and one boy. In psychology.
I do want to mention, she asked me to write references for scholarships for her, and I thought all of them.
Yeah.
And I did mention kind of a specialty in psychology also around helping people who have experienced trauma.
Yeah, that's right. Because I think psychology is interesting because I know like every people have problems, but I think in this time the people don't say the problems. When the people say, hi, how are you? I only say good, because I say that's my problems. I don't want the people say my problems. And I think psychology is a perfect profession for like help people for your problems or some things. Because I think sometimes I only need to talk with another people, not my family. I only talk with another people for another perspective. And I think psychology is perfect for this. So thank you so much again.